The wonderful Blizzard of Oz.
They are often cyclones in Kansas. Cyclones have very strong winds and they are very dangerous. They move quickly and break everything in their path.
Dorothy lives in Kansas, together with her Uncle Henry and her Aunt Em, because she's an orphan. Dorothy's best friend is her little dog, Toto.
At the moment, Uncle Henry is sitting outside the door of his small house. He's worried. He's looking at the sky. It's full of black clouds. There's a very strong wind too. It's blowing across the prairies of Kansas. It's making a loud whistling noise. Suddenly, Uncle Henry stands up. He shouts,
"A cyclone is coming. Dorothy, go into the cellar of the house, quick."
Dorothy starts to run to the little door in the floor, but the cyclone hits the house before she can get there. Everything in the room is shaking. Dorothy falls on the floor. Bump! She can't stand up again.
Then the wind picks up the house and carries it away. The little house spins slowly round and round in the cone of the cyclone. Up and up it goes. Soon it is high in the sky. Dorothy and Toto are very frightened.
The wind carries the house for miles and miles. Hours pass. It gets dark outside. The wind continues to blow.
Bump! Suddenly the house hits the ground. The land there is very different from the gray prairies of Kansas, and the people there are very strange. They are small, but they are old.
Welcome to the land of the Munchkins. Thank you for killing the wicked witch of the East for us. Now our people are free.
An old woman says,
"You are very kind, but you're wrong."
Dorothy replies,
"I don't know the wicked witch of the East."
"Look, she's there, under your house. You can see her feet."
"Oh dear, what can we do?"
"Nothing. The witch is dead and the Munchkins are happy."
"Who are you?"
"I'm the witch of the North. I'm a good witch. There are 4 witches in Oz. Well, only 3 now because the wicked witch of the East is dead."
"It's very nice here, but I want to go back to Kansas. Can you tell me the way?"
"Well, you must go to Emerald City. The Great Wizard of Oz lives there. You must ask him to help you."
The Witch of the North kisses Dorothy on her head.
"Nothing can hurt you now."
After a long walk, Dorothy and Toto sit down on the grass next to a field of yellow corn. There's a scarecrow on a pole in the middle of it.
"Good afternoon,"
the scarecrow says with a big smile.
"Oh, can you speak?"
"Of course. Can you take me off this pole, please? It isn't very comfortable. I can't move."
Dorothy takes the scarecrow off the pole and puts him on the ground. He's very happy.
"We are going to the Emerald City. I want to speak to the Great Oz. I want to ask him to send me back to Kansas."
"Where's the Emerald City and who's Oz?"
"Don't you know him?"
"No, I don't. I don't know anything. I haven't got a brain. There's only straw in my head."
"Oh, I'm sorry. He's a wizard."
"Can the Great Oz give me a brain?"
"I don't know. Come with me to the Emerald City and ask him."
"That's very kind of you. Thank you."
The next morning, they suddenly hear a noise in the trees. Someone is groaning.
"Who is it?"
A man made of tin is standing next to a big tree. He's holding an axe in his hands. He isn't moving at all, but he's groaning.
"Can we help you?"
"Yes," the Tin Woodman says.
"There's an oil can in the cottage. Bring it here and put some oil on my arms and legs, please."
Dorothy finds the oil can and puts some oil on the Tin Woodman's neck, on his arms and on his legs.
"That's much better. Thank you very much."
He turns his head and bends his arms and legs.
"Who are you?"
"I'm Dorothy and this is the Scarecrow. We're going to see the Great Oz in the Emerald City. I want to ask him to send me back to Kansas. The Scarecrow wants to ask him for a brain."
"I haven't got a heart. Can Oz give me one?"
"I don't know. Come with us and ask him."
"Thank you."
Suddenly, a big lion jumps out of the trees. It roars loudly. It hits the Scarecrow and the Tin Woodman with its paws. and they fall over.
Toto runs up to it and barks. The lion opens its mouth and shows its teeth. Dorothy forgets to be afraid. She can only think about Toto. She goes up to the lion and hits it on the nose with her basket.
Don't bite my dog! He's very small and you're big.
The lion rubs his nose with his paw.
You are a coward.
I know, I make a lot of noise, but I'm not brave like the other lions. I haven't got any courage.
Now Dorothy feels sorry for him.
We're going to the Emerald City to see the Great Oz. I want to ask him to send me back to Kansas. The Scarecrow wants to ask him for a brain, and the Tin Woodman wants to ask him for a heart. Come with us, you can ask him for some courage.
The Cowardly Lion smiles.
Thank you.
The four travelers set off down the road to the Emerald City.
Will the Scarecrow get a brain?
The Tin Woodman a heart?
The Cowardly Lion courage?
And will Dorothy get back to her uncle and aunt?
Will they get to Oz and find the Great Wizard of Oz?
Well, we keep our fingers crossed that he will be able to help them.